You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Barbara Ann Wild. No, just kidding.
I'll let you be me, I'll be you, Daniela Clark.
Well, actually, you know, everyone knows who Barbara Ann Wild is with that voice. She's got the sexy voice.
When I was a kid, I was so embarrassed of having kind of a low voice as a girl because I grew up in a really small suburban town and I auditioned to be in the chorus and I was the only girl alto. All of the other girls were sopranos and a few of the boys, and I was with all the guys, which, you know what, it's probably divine. I always wanted to be with all the boys anyway. I never wanted to be with all the girls. So it actually worked out. It's probably how it all started, but my voice became a thing. Like, it was,
sure,
because it was so low compared to most other little girls, and it's kind of followed suit through. So funny.
Yeah, people always say to me, oh, I love Barbara Ann's voice. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Everyone but my husband.
I think both our husbands hate our voices. Oh my gosh. So if you haven't heard last week's episode, you should, because we just had a guest on, Wendy Rose Berry, who was...
Wendy Rose Bush. She's just going to be Wendy Rose Bush to me from now on.
Yeah. She was fucking amazing. She's so awesome. You got to go check that episode out. She talks about intimate care. Even if you're a guy, it's a pretty hilarious episode. You should probably listen in.
What an incredible line of products, though. And it's so fascinating to me how things develop.
Yeah.
How things come to be. Because I know you and I have been talking. We are definitely going to launch products. But it's like the first one, because we have many things that we'd like to do. So it was really fascinating to me to pick her brain to find out how the product came to be. Because, you know, all of these incredibly clever people that have come up with things that have become something that's in our repertoire on a daily basis, it all started somewhere. And it's so interesting, the psychology behind it, for me to go, how did that even start? Like, was it a need that you, you know,
well, like she
developed?
Said she found a hole in the marketplace. And because it came out of a need for herself.
Right.
And then she started searching around and found a hole in the marketplace. And which brings me to this other thing. I really feel like there's so many people that are, you know, getting older and think like, oh, I should have done this. I should have developed that line. I should have started this company. I missed my calling. I should have done this. It's never too late. It's never too late.
100%.
And I always say that to Frankie, because that's how I started Frankie B, is I actually found a hole in the marketplace at that time. In 1999, nobody was making jeans the way I wanted them to fit.
No, and you were saying that you were making them for yourself first.
Yeah, I made them for myself. I made them for Gilby. I made them for our friends. And I think that, like, the biggest gift is if you find a hole in the marketplace.
Right.
And if you're passionate enough about it and want to make something out of it, you should totally do the research. Nowadays, I feel like it's so much easier now than it was back then, because now you just go on the computer and you can find anything. You can do so much research. The research is all out there. It's all at your fingertips.
And it doesn't even necessarily have to be a complete hole in the marketplace.
Yeah.
It could just be that you do something just a little bit different. So there's room for you in the marketplace, because I think sometimes people get discouraged if they don't find a hole in the marketplace. But if you bring you to it, or that one special thing that separates you, it could just be that.
Totally. Someone told me once, in order to have a successful company, one of the things that makes you successful is, do you solve a problem? So that's actually really good too.
Very helpful advice.
Yeah, it's very helpful. If you, like Wendy, she is solving the problem of intimate skincare.
And there really is only a couple of things on the market, and nothing like conditioner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Because a lot of people don't talk about that. So if you're curious, definitely go check out last week's episode. Well,
that
really
just
fun.
That just solves my problem because, you know, I've been talking about doing a batch for your snatch for however long since we've been doing this podcast. My mother talked about it when I was a little girl. I think I'm going to have to develop a whole line of dyes and hair color.
Batch for your snatch.
Yes, because it should match. You know, what is that?
What called? Am I going to do? The, put
the
stickers
curtain
on?
Should match the rug should match the drapes or
yeah, something like that.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
But I think that there are things that, you know, there's room for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so inspiring. I just, you know,
100%.
Yeah. It's really inspiring to hear people come up with ideas and try to problem solve at the same time, not just start a company, but also try to contribute somehow.
Right.
You know, which is really cool. I don't know what I contributed to, but crack. I don't know. Yeah. Ass crack.
The G-string popping out of the pants and the floss look is coming all back too.
Yeah. I don't know.
You did make a lot of asses look really good. So especially like, you know, Wendy was talking about how Frankie B was a hard fit for her because she has a booty.
Yeah.
Well, for all of us white girls with flat asses, you've saved us. I mean, yeah, you probably got me married.
A little bit of booty.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's my contribution to society is I gave a little lift to the booty.
Yes.
What's going on with you, Miss Barbara Ann Wild? What are you up to these days? I mean, always something.
It's just, you know, we're about to launch the first tour of the year, and it's super exciting, but it's crazy busy.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. Same.
I was actually, you know, parked and at every light on hotels.com booking my hotels for Italy and trying to figure out where to go from, if anybody has suggestions, from Rome to Geneva. I need to figure out what to do for a couple of days. It's so magical there. It's yeah. Like, where do we, what is it that we want to do? So it's just incredible.
I told Frankie, because, you know, she's going to Italy for her tour. And I told her, you got to stop in Venice because I feel like everybody should see Venice at least once.
We were thinking about that. And Zach hasn't been to Venice. That definitely came up.
Have you been
up.
To Venice?
I have not.
Oh my gosh, Barb, why don't you guys take a train and hop on over to Venice? It's amazing.
We could. We
you
could
should.
Do that.
You should totally do that. Frankie's going to do it. She's going to, when her tour is over, she's going to take a train and go to Venice. And it's just, oh, I love it so much because you can take a train and then you get picked up by a water taxi because, you know, Venice,
right.
There's no cars. It's just, it's beautiful. And the shopping, I mean, it's okay. Good.
Well, you've convinced me now. So that'll be
you
my
should
next.
Totally go. It's so funny. Tell me if this happens to you. I always forget to eat. What do you hear
music.
Something?
Lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I don't hear much, but yeah, I can hear that.
My neighbor's lawnmower. You know, we like to provide ambiance for our listeners. we like
from dogs, the fan.
Yeah, we like everybody to feel like they're here sitting with us. Speaking of hearing things, oh, God, it was embarrassing. I was at a meeting yesterday, which I didn't even expect this meeting to be this big of a meeting, but I thought I was going to more of like a casual meeting. And I walk in and there's like 8 people at this meeting and they're all like, you know, the executives of this company I was supposed to talk to. And so it was like, I walk in and I'm like, oh, there's a whole bunch of people here. It's quite a big meeting. So I'm sitting down and I totally didn't eat. And the meeting was like at 3:00 in the afternoon and I had forgotten to eat. I didn't eat anything yesterday. And so I'm sitting at the meeting and it's like, all you can hear is my
stomach
stomach is rumbling like crazy. And you know me, I'm already sensitive to sounds. I'm so sensitive to sounds that other people make. God forbid it should be my own body that makes it. So I'm like sitting there and my stomach will not stop growling. I mean, it is like relentless, like a bear in the room. And I was so self-conscious about it because I'm like sitting there and I was so distracted. That's all I needed to distract me. And, you know, people are talking to me and I'm like, oh my God, my stomach will not fucking stop. And Gilby knows that about me. So every once in a while, he'll put like a protein bar or something in my purse.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, make sure you eat something. I know how you get. You always forget to eat. And sure enough,
Unbelievable. Yeah, that is it. That is a.
Why did that need to happen to me?
My stomach gets like that sometimes too. And it's always at the quietest moments.
Yes. Know. I'm like, can someone turn on the TV or radio or some talk louder? I mean, my God, my freaking stomach will not stop. I'm like, okay, I'm going to feed you. Just stop it. just calm down already. But
and it's so funny because you gravitate to all the smush faced dogs, which can't make more. I mean, they're like a symphony.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sheena, you know what's funny is like a crocodile doesn't snore, but Sheena snores up a storm. That little thing makes
she's
so
even
much
had
noise.
Her nose fixed.
Yeah, she's had a nose job. But oh yeah, God. She's oh, speaking of nose jobs, I was talking to Dr. Mirazadeh the other day. And he wants to come on the show because he says there is some new treatment that he wants to talk about.
Oh, well, I'm all for it already.
Yeah. And so then I was talking to him. I started talking to him about my neck situation, about how much I hate what's happening to my neck. And he was saying that he's got this procedure, and I want to have him on so we can talk about it. But there's a procedure that you don't need to be completely knocked out for. He says you kind of go into like a little twilight.
He's got those incredible ketamine chiclet things that he knocked Zach out with, and I'm like jonesing for them. I'm like, oh, good. I'm going to go next.
Really?
Anything I do that feels like a zap, I'm going to Dr. Mirazadeh because
seriously,
yeah, it's like. Zach, nothing ever works for him. He was like, that pill he gave me, that was amazing. And it like wears off like maybe like 20 minutes after you are finished with the procedure.
Really?
But it just kind of like, Zach was like, it's the greatest thing ever. It dissolves under your tongue. I'm like, he probably gave you shrooms or something. But
shit, I should ask him for that next time I go in for Botox.
Dr. Mirazadeh has magic tablets.
Pills. Wow.
Yes, he does.
He's Dr. Feel Good over there.
Yes, he is. Dr. Look Good and Feel Good.
Yeah. He was saying that this procedure only takes about an hour.
Okay.
Hour and a half. You're in a twilight. And he said the recovery is not long either. And it's not, you know, you don't feel anything crazy. You don't like feel pain or anything because you're out. And then afterwards, you're just, you know, a little bit uncomfortable for a couple of days, but that's it. But he says it snatches your neck and jawline up like nobody's business.
What
so,
is it?
I don't remember.
Oh,
so that's what
goodness.
I was saying. He needs to come
text
on.
With him. We have his cell phone number. Well,
but I want to have him on again because he's got a couple new things down the pipeline that he wants to talk about.
I think we should go to his office with our crew, with Phil.
Yeah.
And maybe we could be guinea pigs.
I mean, sign me up. I'll
me
be a
too.
Guinea pig for
I tell him
anytime.
Every time I see him. Last time I saw him, he said, how did Zach like that? Was that good? And I'm like, Zach was all about it. He's like, oh, it was amazing. And I was thinking, oh God, like my husband with his addiction history, although he never ever did drugs, it was just booze. But he was like, it really works. And it was incredible. And I feel normal now. But it was like, wow, I didn't feel anything. It was awesome. I'm like, and then of course he said, well, I'm going to have to get them for you for next time with anal. And I'm like, no, I don't think that's... There's no magic pill that's going to help you in that department.
You never know. You never know. Give
you
a shot.
Sound just like him. No, I know, and it's not happening.
Oh my God. So on my agenda this week, let's see what's happening. Friday, I leave for Vegas.
Very exciting. Now, where is it that, why are you going to Vegas? Is it like magic or something?
No, Frankie's playing.
Oh.
She's doing like this burlesque punk rock festival in Vegas at the Dive Bar. So I'm going to go on Friday. Me and we're going to, it's going to be the magic car ride actually, because it's going to be, we're driving. So it's going to be me and Frankie and Johnny Martin, who is in Frankie's band, plays bass for her, and Lisa. And we're going to drive up to Vegas. We're going up on Friday.
I'm so
she
bummed.
Plays Saturday.
She
so Friday
plays
night.
The same days as Zach.
Well, that's crazy.
But go ahead.
So she's playing Saturday night. So Friday night, Lisa and I are going to go out on the town in Vegas on Friday night. We're going to go out to a really great dinner somewhere. I don't remember. She told me she booked us for like this amazing dinner somewhere and at some Michelin star restaurant. Of course she did. And then we are going to go see a show. I thought for sure she was going to book us in like Magic Mike or Thunder Down Under or something like that. But no, we're going to go to see one of the Cirque du Soleil shows.
Oh, nice.
So that's going to be really fun. And then Saturday, we're going to hang by the pool and maybe do a spot of shopping and some lunch or something. I know life's really rough today in Vegas. And then Saturday night, Frankie plays, and then we leave. We come home on Sunday. So that should be like a fun little girl's trip.
Oh, it sounds so fun. I'm doing a little bit less exciting, although it will be fun anyway. But Friday or Saturday morning, I'm going to pick Sabbath and I are going to drive down, pick Hendrix up on the way, go to the San Diego Zoo for the day, and then check into the hotel, chill. And then Zach has his first show with Black Label
in San Diego.
The House of Blues in San Diego.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. And then we'll drive home Sunday.
I think Gilby's got a show at the House of Blues too. I think he's doing
San Diego?
I don't know if it's in San Diego or it's Orange County. I don't remember, but he's got a show with the Keith Richards.
Oh.
And they're playing the House of Blues.
I love them too.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. I don't remember what date that is. So
we got to plan Frankie's gigs a little bit better. I need to be able to
seriously
go to her shows, and I definitely want to go to Vegas with you and Lisa. That sounds like a really great party.
Yeah, we're going to do like a pre-Mother's Day celebration.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Vegas, so that'll be fun. And then I think on actual Mother's Day, I might go to Palm Springs and go see
good.
My mom. Yeah, because Frankie and Gilby will be out of town. So.
Right.
So yeah, it'll be good. And what else is going on? I forget now.
Oh, that's exciting. I was wondering why you were going to Vegas. I did see that Frankie was playing the 30th. April 30th, the same day that Zach's doing his show. So I did see that, but I didn't realize it was Vegas.
Oh, and we're going to the Viper Room tonight, actually.
Is it still? I thought
they're closing the Viper Room.
Yeah.
It's going to change hands and be something else. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but there is a show there tonight. I think it's some, I want to say it's like a Kiss tribute band. I think they asked Gilby to come and do a couple songs with them.
Oh, how
so,
fun. That's
Gilby's
cool.
Gonna go, he's gonna play a couple songs with them, and then so Frankie's gonna hang out with us, and we're all gonna just, you know,
so small, but it's this nostalgia. It's sad that they're closing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Zach was like, why are they doing that? Why doesn't anybody keep anything and like maybe we should buy it? I'm like, no, we're not buying the Viper Room.
Have you, speaking of the Viper Room, since he was an owner for so long, Johnny Depp, have you been watching any of the trials or any of that stuff?
No, I've been seeing like the flipboard, like the key points. I mean, some of it makes me so sad. So, I mean, I love him. So, you know, I don't like any time that, and I'm not taking sides on any way. I don't know enough about it. And I wasn't a fly in the room, so I'm not going to, you know.
Yeah.
But I will say that I love his persona and I love him so much. And I have met him and he was lovely when I met him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's
I just can't imagine like having all my secrets out there publicly like that. Like, I mean, I know when you're a public figure, you kind of sign up for that, but this is a whole new level of like being in court and having your text messages read out loud in front of the world. All these text messages and the emails and the conversations and your medical records and like everything that you thought was, you know, your private stuff.
I mean, that's the downside to a lot of this, lot of this technology, because things are so different today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad that when Zach was drinking, there were no cell phones and nobody with cameras on you every minute of it. I mean, because it's really, I mean, and Johnny Depp is, you know, a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, a lot of these things happen without really foreseeing that this is where it's going to end up.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, some of it, in my opinion, the fact that there's no privacy at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they had an invasion of privacy with Paps and all of that prior to all this technology, but now everything they do and say is, you know, recorded.
Yeah, I think it all kind of like this whole age of, you know, everything's out there with the technology and everything. It also like it desensitizes you. You know, it's like this kind of stuff. Like the more you see and hear, and the more you're exposed to everybody's business, you're like you start to become like a little desensitized. You know, like you're like, wow. Yeah.
It's weird too, because there's such a magic to me personally, and obviously you and many, many people, but I don't want to know that these people are real people. Like, I like that he's Captain Jack, you know, like I don't want to know what he's like in real life, you know, and I kind of like the fantasy of it.
Yeah.
It's really hard once you get to know them as people to separate it. So if they're not someone that you would like personally, it kind of taints your love for their art. So it's a hard thing for me because I try not to. I mean, we've been so fortunate because Ozzy is a million times more amazing and incredible and loving and funny. And he's one of my favorite people, honestly, on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That was lucky. Yeah. You know, it's like, I'm so happy that that persona, because I mean, he was one of the reasons that Zach does what he does.
Yeah.
So it would have really sucked if he wasn't a nice guy. I mean, he's the greatest guy in the world. It's only made me love him and appreciate his art even more.
Yeah.
But that's not true for many people and many artists, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I want to know all of them or all about them.
Yeah. It's really weird. And it just kind of like, I don't know, it just kind of struck me. I'm like, wow. Everything about their life is out there and is public knowledge now. It's just, ooh.
You can't come back from it either.
I wouldn't want that. No.
Like even with the Will Smith thing, forever now.
Yeah.
That's all people are going to remember. And that really just sucks for someone who had a body of work for so many decades. And,
decades,
you know, it all gets
work.
Reduced to that.
Right, exactly.
You know?
It's so true. And until the next scandal hits.
True.
And they get washed out and forgotten. And there's a whole new scandal. And in Hollywood, there's always...
That's true. There's always someone that's going to come in there and save you from it. But
I know I always say that, like, whenever any of my friends or even with us, you know, anything comes out and you're like, oh, shit, that's terrible press. And you're like, well, you know, it's not going to last that long.
No.
It'll be forgotten because something else is going to come out and it'll
bury true.
It.
That is true. That is definitely true.
It has its moment and then it goes away.
It's really funny, though, on a more of an upside of documentaries and documenting someone's art and their famous persona. Have you watched any of the Andy Warhol diaries?
I haven't yet. I've been dying to watch it. I've heard all about it.
First of all, I've always been fascinated by him.
Yeah. Oh,
Zach bought me the Andy Warhol diaries back, 20 years ago. And it's so fascinating. They took AI and all of his known interviews and they've created his voice.
It's
so he
cool.
is literally reciting his diaries, and the inflections, the giggle, the pauses he had, that you could hear how uncomfortable and awkward he was a lot in his reading of these diaries. But he was so fascinating, and the way it came to be about with his diaries, do you know?
Mm-mm.
So this woman who is very involved in making of this series, this documentary series, she was like his assistant and really wanted him to document everywhere he went and everything he did for accounting purposes, because he was really bad about turning in his receipts to his business managers. So she said to him, you already take Polaroids of everything. He was so ahead of his, like, he documented with Polaroid every single thing he did on a daily basis.
Wow.
And he kept them all. And she said, well, you need to do that with your receipts. So he would take a Polaroid of, like, in the taxi going to a dinner at, you know, Truman Capote's house in upstate Connecticut.
And he did all the most interesting, glamorous, crazy
shit. I mean, his casual Friday night dinner getting together with a friend was like having dinner with Basquiat. I mean, like, just insanity.
Yeah.
And his circle and the people that he put on 8mm film, they were all people he lived and breathed with on a daily basis. And it is so incredible because that's how these diaries came to be. So it was, I took a taxi to Truman Capote's and we had dinner. So $12.95. And, like, that's how it started. It was really just a financial diary for his expense reports.
That is so cool.
And then it came to be like, wait a minute, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
And then he had the Polaroids. And then she got with him and said, listen, we need to make a book. Like, this is your normal everyday person that could live vicariously through you. And this is the real deal. Like, he had Sharpie that he would put on the back of the Polaroids, like, how much the cab ride cost and the amount of time
it took
him. He
documented everything.
Unbelievable.
He was his own documentarian and he didn't realize
it. In his own voice reading his diary.
That is so cool.
And it's just incredible.
That is really cool. Yeah. I have to check it out.
So on the flip side of the Johnny Depp text messages and video and all that.
Yeah, total flip side.
That's like, oh my God, thank God he did this. You know?
I love listening to audiobooks. in the author's voice. Like, especially, I loved this little book that Keith Richards did.
Yeah.
And he narrated it. It's about his guitar. And I just love it so much. I love it when people do that.
I love some of them. But when they have your textbook narrator that also does your GPS, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It makes
no,
me crazy.
I like it when people have like it's iconic the voices real artists. And it's a real, yeah, it's the real yeah, person. Yeah, I mean, I love
it's
that.
It's great. In my Apple Books, I don't know what happened. I downloaded when we had our guest Love Made Simple.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. When we had him on, I downloaded his audiobook so that I could hear it and have a bit of knowledge about him and his, you know, the book before we had him on as a guest, because I really try to do that.
Yeah, and you're good like that. I'm the worst.
Well, no, I mean, there's something to be said for spontaneity too, but I really did want to know what his book was about and I really loved it. But once I put audiobooks into my Apple app for books, now everything I purchase ends up being an audiobook. I don't know how to get
how
back
weird.
To the actual
it must have been
book.
Like something that you
it's some kind of glitch switched, Arlene and I were talking about the other day, because she is like Arlene, my girlfriend Arlene that I grew up with, is this like incredible computer genius person. She used to teach computer classes.
I didn't
she
know that could, about her.
She's incredible. If you have anything wrong, she'll be like, give me your phone. And she like but she can't figure it out either. So I'm like, Ar, you got to do some research and get me back to like, I want to be able to read words. I don't want to hear the guy who does my GPS that tells me that, no, turn right, make a U-turn, make a safe and legal U-turn. That's what he says all the time. Makes me crazy. And safe and legal, Zach's like, they're watching you, Bart, because they know you're making all kinds of illegal U-turns. But that same voice is the person who like narrates half these audiobooks. And I'm like, no, I can't listen to this anymore.
Well,
but anyway.
You know, speaking of IT stuff, of technical stuff, actually, I wanted to bring this up because it's important. Our friend, Lisa, her Instagram got hacked. Did you see that?
I was going to ask you. I knew it was hacked.
No, it totally
was
hacked.
Just crazy.
So recently, I don't know, I think a lot of people have noticed this, but a lot of people are getting hacked on Instagram. And the really sucky thing about that is if you use Instagram to promote whatever it is that you're doing, your business or whatever, it can be really detrimental to lose your Instagram account, because once you get hacked, you can't get it back. It's very, very, very difficult and can take a very long time.
And if you got verified, it's even that longer of a process.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
And the thing that's difficult is that the way people are getting hacked is so tricky. A lot of people are falling for it because it looks like a text that came or a DM that came from your friend, from one of your contacts. Like I knew right away because I got like a DM from her saying, hey, Daniela, I just invested $500 in Bitcoin or whatever. Yeah. And I got back this huge investment. You've got to do it. Click this link. Or you get these messages that say, oh, could you do me a favor and open this link and take a screenshot and send it back to me? Boom, you've been hacked. You know, and so you've got to be really careful about opening up links at all on Instagram and on text. If anything looks suspicious at all or doesn't or seems unwarranted or seems strange coming from that person, don't click on it, because you will get hacked and you could lose your Instagram account. Frankie said that there is a good way to prevent that. And the good way of doing that is by setting your Instagram to a 2-verification mode.
Oh, okay.
That way, if something like that happens and someone's trying to hack into your account, you get a message saying, did you just try to change your password? And then you can verify it. So you really should switch to the 2nd verification, because there's a lot of hacking going on out there and a lot of people are getting hacked. And that is a better way. It makes it a lot tougher for you to get hacked if you have this 2nd verification.
Yeah, I knew that she was hacked, because that same exact thing that happened to one of the guys that Zach did guitar with on the Experience Hendrix tour. And Zach was like, why is he asking people to, you know, to do
for money or for weird things?
But I have to tell you something that I thought was a hack and turned out to be legitimate. And I'm actually excited about it. So I went on my Instagram the other day and there was a present on the top of my Instagram. And it said, we love your reels. We want you to develop original content. You can make up to $1,200 a month doing Reels Play.
Yeah, I get that too.
You should do it because it's real. real.
Yeah.
ISX, IT marketing, social media guru, Dan, is this legit? And he goes, yeah, somebody loves your podcast. And I said, it's not my podcast. It's actually my personal account. And he said, do it. It's legit. Because it's when you click on it, it asks you your social security number and your banking information, because they put the money right in your PayPal or right in your bank. And so basically all you do is you post to Reels, and just by the amount of views, it tabulates money. Mm-hmm. And I've already made like $400 in this past month just doing Reels, which I do anyway.
Yeah,
and
but that's legit. That's through Instagram.
It's through Instagram because Facebook just put out like several, I don't even know how many billions of dollars they want people to get more invested in TikTok and Reels not TikTok. Reels is their competitor. But it's super interesting because I love doing it anyway. And then it's like really helping me promote things that I want to promote, like the products and stuff, because I'm trying to make
Reels. Yeah, I love that you did that. That you did the reel with all the products, daily routine. That was really cool.
Well, I got a lot of people asking me when I posted that photo a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking that you should do yours, and then we could put them up on our Honest AF, because people do ask us all the time what our skincare routine is. But it's cool and it's super easy, and Reels makes it super easy because it just lets you add, and it lets you put music to it. And it's pretty cool.
That's cool. That's awesome. Do you have a Barb's bag of tricks?
Is it
time for that? Oh, good.
I do have a bag of tricks. Okay, so, and oh my God, nothing so sexy and fun as Wendy.
Oh my God, she was hilarious.
So I can't rave enough about Lenara Skincare and Inara. Thank you, Cheryl. Her name is Inara. The skincare, it's Lenara. Because it's it's the proper way for French as a thing, the way you make for the pronoun. But anyway, so when I went to her, when Cheryl gifted us the first time and we went there, she is a huge proponent of toners.
Yes.
And toners can be so controversial because a lot of estheticians and dermatologists and skin, they say you don't need a toner. And I guess if the toner is an astringent toner and that is the purpose, I guess some people don't need it. I guess if you have oily skin or if you want to really create a dry barrier between your skin and the next product you're going to put on, or if you want to go back to your pH, a proper pH, I guess those kind of toners could be really beneficial to you. But when you get to a certain stature, a lot of the skincare lines and the estheticians, they say no toner for you, no toner. It just dries your skin out. And it's not a step that you really need. You just need to keep putting moisture in. But Inara is completely the opposite. And she is a very huge proponent of toners. And she used this Auteur Definitive Lifting Toner on me. It is phenomenal. I really believe it has lifting properties. Oh. It's super lightweight. I did post it in that video that I did. It smells nice. Did she use this on you?
I don't remember.
You
if
could
she used
spray
this on
it
me.
On your hands.
I bought that other toner, the one that's an exfoliant
the,
too.
The PF, the Biologique Recherche.
Yeah, that Recherche one's really good.
A Recherche. I'm trying to get it.
Yeah, because it actually exfoliates.
But this one,
it smells lovely.
Is it?
What a beautiful bottle.
Oh,
too.
And it lasts forever. I got this in February, and it's only maybe a third down, and I use
gorgeous.
It daily. I don't know. She says it lifts. I believe that it does in conjunction with the other stuff that we've done. But this just...
So do you just spray it on or do you have to use a cotton
she
pad
says,
with it too?
No, she says you could spray it on your hands and then tap, tap, tap. But I've been misting it because it saves me from one of the... I mean, because she has you doing a lot of steps.
Yeah.
But this stuff is phenomenal. I love
it's nice.
It. And it's become like... really,
it smells divine
and it's super lightweight. Yeah. And I think this is going to be incredible too in the summer.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Traveling when it's all you feel like you just get that layer of pollution from being in a city.
Yeah,
to just mist this on, it just makes you feel so clean.
Yeah, it's very
really,
nice.
Really lovely.
Yeah,
and then the other thing that I wanted to do for Barb's bag of tricks today, you're not a big eyelash.
I'm
mascara,
not.
Eyelash curler girl. But when we had Mishkan on, she was saying to us that for her as a makeup artist, that's like number one. It's so important. And I've always used eyelash curlers, or I've gotten my eyelashes lifted. I think I've got them tinted because I have very blonde eyelashes. They're super duper long, but they're very fair. I think like I'm all about lashes. I love them. I think they're like the greatest thing in the world to make you just look so...
Well, they definitely open up your eyes and make your eyes look bigger.
Right. So, and I always use an eyelash curler, but it's weird because my eyes, you know, most people, a lot of people, your eyes are, if you have deep set eyes or if you have really elongated eyes, a lot of the eyelash curlers are really made for really round eyes. And so Japanesque, which is such a phenomenal company, they, you know, they're from Japan. Their forte is an Asian type of eye shape. Mm-hmm. And what, and I've always thought to myself, if I was going to develop an eyelash curler, I would do one that just does the outer corners. Because to me, I love to just, I don't really go crazy in the middle of my eye. When I put mascara on, I really accentuate the outer eyelashes. Well, Japanesque has one. And it just does
cute little thing that is.
You could do your whole eyelash line and start and go along. But I use this just for the corners. Yeah. And it's phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Check this out. It's so cool. I'll just like lift the corners. And when I put my mascara on, it just really enhances them. And you've said to me a couple of times that I've used this. You've been like, what eyeliner are you using? What did you do different to your eyes? It's this thing. It's amazing. It's by Japanesque, and I'll put it up on the website. It's really great. And then also, Tweezerman has tried to get in on the game a little bit and has decided to come up with eyelash curlers, three different ones for different eye shapes. So they have one for very almond eyes, one for very round eyes, and then more of a traditional arc that's not so severe.
Yeah.
And the one that's for, it's more flat, and you might actually end up liking this.
I have one by Shomamera that I really like.
It's great. Yeah. And the one by Shiseido,
I just never use it.
Which Mishkan was saying is like textbook. Yeah. Kevin O'Coyne had one that's incredible, sells like one every 3 minutes or something. But Tweezerman, these new ones, I got the one for almond eyes because it's more of a flat, longer bend. And it's fabulous. So,
wow.
That's bag of tricks today.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have the Shumamera one and I occasionally would use it, but I don't know. It's like one extra step. I barely use mascara. Like every once in a while I'll use mascara, but I mean, I'm just kind of lazy.
I mean, your eyes are such a focus anyway with the way you do your eyeshadow and your eye makeup. So I get it, but I don't wear a lot of eye makeup. So I try to make it more about the lashes when I do.
You hardly ever wear any makeup.
It really, I mean, I do. It's just that when I come to see you, I'm usually running out the door and don't want to have a car crash by trying to do my makeup. I see people in traffic all the time putting their makeup on. Do you?
No.
It's crazy.
I put lip gloss on, but
I'm
not.
Like,
yeah.
There's no way I could be trusted with a wand.
Oh, no. I see people doing all kinds of weird shit, but I see guys like shaving while they're driving.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen guys masturbating while they're driving.
Oh, I haven't had that.
I see all kinds of shit.
I haven't had the pleasure of that. I'm glad I've missed that.
Well, when I used to drive when my car was higher,
I would, like, that's right,
look down and God, the shit I would see, I'd be like, oh my God.
What is going on there?
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Terrible things. You never want to look over it.
Oh my God. Speaking of really crazy, like kind of not like bizarro things that people do while they're driving, have you heard of this product called Clitty Litter?
What? No.
I'm going to have to get it for the show.
What is that? I've never used it.
So I saw a segment on a YouTube and I thought it was fake, but it's a real product. So you know how I know because I had a guy who drank quite
often. Where is this going?
You know
some
like guys will pee in an empty bottle if they're like desperate to go to the bathroom and
I've been on the road. But trust me, I've seen it firsthand.
Okay, and on the motorcycle and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, as ladies, we don't usually have that luxury. We can't really just pee in a bottle. It's not going to happen. So they've developed for people that live in areas like us in London and what have you, a lot of traffic, or that have to take long drives, maybe for women truck drivers. I don't know. For people that do a lot of driving and commuting, it's this little pouch type of a thing that you put over your female body parts.
Stop it.
And you pee into it. And then it seals. And it's called a clitty litter. And it... They were showing all these people that use it.
That just sounds disgusting. There's no mess.
It is. Hey, we're talking about all kinds of products that people develop because of need. I guess there was a need for it. But yeah, clitty litter. Ew. It's not in Barb's Bag of Tricks yet because I've never used it. But it is a product.
It's really gross. This is a product I don't want to know about. All right. Well,
everybody tinkles, Daniela.
They do, but I don't need to know about it. And I certainly don't need to think about them tinkling while they're fucking driving next to me. Go pull over. Go to the bathroom. Be civilized, for God's sakes. We are not animals. Anyway, that's my PSA.
Actually, Sabbath would say, technically, Daniela, we are animals. We're mammals.
Thank you, Sabbath.
I have brilliant kids that would correct me on all those kind of things that I would say.
All right. Well, okay. So I think that does it for this episode of Honest AF.
Yes. Yeah?
Okay. So if you want us to talk about any products or not, hit us up on our socials or not. Honest AF Show is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. HonestAFShow.com is our website. And until next time, take care of yourselves. Bye.
Ciao, everybody.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.